this morning's sports update comes straight from the UK. And Jamie Rogers, JR, how are you?
Morning, guys. It's good to talk to you from over here in the UK. It's 9:40 at night and all going really well. The sun's been shining. It's actually really hot. You should see how sunburnt I got today just doing a short swim at Dover early in the morning. But no, all good.
Run me through it, JR. When is the swim going to take place?
So I'm not 100% sure yet, Loz. I'm meeting with my pilot tomorrow. So tomorrow's meant to be a bad day. So he contacted me and said, come and chat to me and we'll work out when your window will likely be. But other than tomorrow, the weather has been fantastic and looks like it's going to be great moving forward as well. So hopefully I'm early in my window and sometime this week, which would be great because I actually walked along the White Cliffs of Dover today and you can see Calais, you can see France. And I tell you what, boys, it actually is like this little speck on the coastline as you stand there looking across over the English Channel. So I just want to get in there and go and do it. So I'll have a bit more of an idea tomorrow.
Ah, right. So I was going to ask you then, with the conditions, is the water warm and are you expecting it to be quite flat or choppy?
So it's been about 18 degrees, the water. So I had my first swim today. I just went just to have a feel of the water because, as you guys know, I've been sick. So I haven't been in the water for the past week. So I went into Dover. The water was, like, really milky. It was almost like you literally were swimming in milk with, like, a taste of petrol in it. It was very strange.
Delightful.
But warmish, which was nice. And it was pretty flat. And if this wind can stay low, then hopefully the conditions will be nice and flat for most of the way, but if there is big waves, I've trained for that, so I'm hopefully prepared for everything that the channel can throw at me.
And how are you feeling now, JR, after you were a bit crook last week?
Yeah, so still not 100%, which is really annoying, because you know that's when things can start to play with your mind, that you know you're not completely as healthy as you would want to be, but the plus is it's Monday night here in the UK, so I've still got a few more days to really get myself better. But look, if I have to swim on Wednesday or Thursday, I will definitely be fine to go and I'm not going to let this virus get in the way. I'm still on my antibiotics. So all will be fine, boys.
Jamie, you've done the work physically. Clearly, you've been training for ages and you're no doubt in peak physical condition. But how do you prepare for the mental battle which lies ahead?
Yeah, it's a good question, Bulldog. I think when I've been doing my training, I've gone through like to really dark places and, you know, when I've done 8-hour swims and 6-hour swims and getting yourself out of those is perfect preparation for what I'm about to go to. I don't think I've actually experienced as dark as what it can be when I go and do the channel, but I've had to get myself out of so many tough situations mentally. And it's just going to be talking to myself and trying to stay as positive as I can. I've got my boys' faces on water bottles. And my physio put their names on bracelets, which I'm going to wear in the water as well. So I think when times are getting tough, I've got those things to look at and also just remind myself why I'm doing it with Got You For Life. And I've spoken to so many of our listeners and people about what Got You For Life means to them. So just thinking about all of that stuff will definitely help me get out of the tough time.
And have you met all the crew and things like that yet?
So I've met some. You know what's really cool about Dover? I mean, no one would actually probably go there unless you're going to swim the English Channel or you're getting onto a cruise. But at this time of year, it's just full of swimmers from all around the world that are all coming to try and conquer the English Channel. So while you're out there swimming, you stop and talk to all different swimmers and what their experience has been so far. But I've got my friend is here and then my other support arrives tomorrow. And then we'll meet the pilot tomorrow as well as the English Channel Association official and the medic. So we'll all start coming together tomorrow.
So how many swim at the one time?
Oh, just one.
So you swim and then what, someone goes a couple of hours after you or something like that?
Yeah, so how it works is with the English Channel Association, there's 5 accredited pilots. So that means there's 5 boats out at any one time. But just one swimmer. Some groups are in a relay because you could do the channel if you wanted in a 6-person relay or like me where you do it by yourself. So my pilot has 5 swimmers in my tide, which means so I'm swimmer 3. So I've got to wait for 2 other people to finish it before me and then I can go.
Okay.
Lots of people that are doing it, but only 1 in 5 will finish.
Okay, JR, we'll keep us posted with when you're attacking it. Thanks so much. Go and rest well, and we'll chat soon.
Thanks, guys. Speak to you soon.